There are 10 small actions that you can take today to help you get closer to your goal, and they do not involve hustling. So if you are trying to reach a goal, you're trying to make this the best year possible in your business and in your life, then you'll want to listen to this episode because I'm going to go over 10 activities that you can do that boost dopamine and makes your productivity skyrocket without more hustle. So keep on listening. Hey, you. Your next level of expansion is here. And you're not going to accomplish it through hustle and grind. Oh no, not you. You allow ease and flow to come through you so that you can manifest the business of your dreams. Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman podcast, where you get to be in flow and allow your strategic CEO to meet your inner goddess. This is the podcast for female entrepreneurs who want to strengthen their intuition muscle while applying simple and practical business growth strategies to accelerate. We'll combine energetics and strategy along with human design and your gene keys to optimize your business performance and results. Welcome back to another episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. Oh my gosh, it is March already. Can you believe it? We are about to wrap up pretty soon in the next few short weeks, Q1 of 2024. Are you on task with your goal? How are you feeling? Are you still motivated? Are you still excited? What are the thoughts that are going through your head? Today, inside the Profitable CEO Accelerator, we were talking about our goals and our tasks. And one of the things I had the ladies do is that as we develop our leadership skills before we move on to the next phase of marketing and sales, we got to really get proficient and competent when it comes to executing as a leader. So we did a little check-in. We did a little check-in with the results that they're getting, and we backed it up and we looked at, okay, if these are the results that you're getting, what were the actions you took to get these results? And what were the emotions that you were taking, that you were feeling when you took this action? And what were the thoughts that were supporting these emotions? And then even further back to like, well, what are the beliefs that created these thoughts? I like to use the logical levels of change in my business to coach my clients, whether it's one-on-one or my group coaching program, because it's when we can change the way we see ourselves, then we change our beliefs, which change our thoughts, which change our emotions, and result in a different action that we're taking, and then we get a different outcome. It's very important that we're mindful of these things. So when we want to burn down our business or whenever we feel like this is not working, we get to retrace our steps and find more supportive tools. Which brings me to today's topic. I noticed that when we want to choose to be confused and we want to, maybe we're feeling overwhelmed and we're spreading our energy too thin, then we tell ourselves that we're going to reward this hard work through an outlet like Netflix or maybe scrolling down social media or playing Candy Crush or whatever it is, the game, like the in game right now. I really don't play very many games. Once in a while, I'll get on my phone and play Wordle or Waffle or Spelling Bee. But, you know, we tell ourselves, oh man, we worked really hard this week, so I'm going to lose myself in binge watching something. And that is our dopamine hit. Well, I want to challenge you to swap out those dopamine hits, those activities that you partake in to have those dopamine hits, and choose a little bit more healthy ones. Healthy ones in a way where they support you in being productive and reaching towards your goal. So not only are you getting that feel-good dopamine hit, but you're actually working towards creating progress. Because all those other things, all they're doing is distracting you or numbing you. And they're taking away your focus on what really matters. Because once you achieve this goal that you want, and if you mapped it out properly, you're going to open up another batch of resources or whatever you want to call it. You're going to open up more opportunities, right? And then those are going to be stepping stones to your next goal, more opportunities, more resources. But as long as we are allowing our attention to go to activities that are not in alignment with where we want to go, then we're going to get further and further away from those goals. So let's dive into 10 things you could do to have a productive dopamine hit. The first thing is that just completing one small task from your to-do list is like, oh, if you're like me, and I'm pretty sure we have some similarities if you've been hanging out with me on the show, then I like to write a list out. I like to be organized and prepared. And so on Sundays, I like to look ahead and segment all the tasks I need to do to meet my bigger goal. And so I will put them in my Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and sometimes my Fridays, because those are my CEO days and my doer days. Wednesdays are all about my self-care, mommy and Ollie day. So I'll have my goddess day there. So I really don't have any tasks that are not having to do with my goal. But it does support my goal because I'm able to rest and reset. So creating a list and just crossing something off, no matter how small, can trigger this dopamine release and give you a sense of accomplishment. One thing that I recently learned from one of my mentors, and I love it because she also uses the logical levels of change in her coaching business, but it's a completely different type of coaching business, is that if you have a goal, and what we call it inside the Profitable CEO Accelerator is that we have this mission goal statement. And every day I ask them, what are the three small tasks that you could do today to make this goal happen? And so what I got from my mentor to make it even more substantial, or just get your body to have more of a buy-in, your mind, body, and soul have a buy-in, is that if I have to do these three tasks, or these are the three tasks that are going to support me to reaching my goal, what do I need to feel to be able to take action, to motivate me to take action, right? Do I need to feel excited? Do I need to feel at peace? And if I need to feel those things, what thoughts do I need to have? And if I have those thoughts, then what are the beliefs that are going to support them? So it's reverse engineering your goal, but using the logical levels of change. And I freaking love that, because no matter whether we want to admit it or not, our belief systems is what's controlling everything. And our belief systems is based on the foundation of how we see ourselves. So we can make all the intentions to reach a certain goal, but we have to have it all backed up by our emotions, our thoughts, our beliefs, and how we see ourselves and in our purpose. Now, the next thing that you could do to get a dopamine hit is help someone else. Helping others is a well-known mood booster and can also lead to increased productivity and feelings of satisfaction. Have you ever noticed that when you feel good, you do good? Like, you perform better because you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm unstoppable. So maybe help someone. And it doesn't have to be something like that is a major, where it takes you completely off track from your own goal, but it could be something super simple. It could even be a compliment. You know, sending someone a quick message saying, hey, I'm thinking about you. That is helping them, because you're giving them a dopamine hint that way too, right? When you give dopamine, you receive dopamine. Number 3 is get moving. Exercise is a natural mood enhancer, which we all pretty much know that. If you're in this space, then you probably are very much into personal and professional development. So you know that moving is going to improve your focus and concentration. So schedule it in your timer, your whatever, your reminders, you know, put every 45 minutes, take a 5-minute break, 10-minute break, 15-minute break. There are a couple of different things that I like to do, which I like to go outside and have my lunch outside. And if I meal prep, it's pretty quick that I, you know, have a quick meal, I can eat 15 minutes, go hang out with the dogs. I have a vibration plate that I like to stand on sometimes, just get myself moving. And if I squat on it, it just really helps strengthen my muscles. You could just tap, meditate. Man, sometimes I just need a 26-minute nap. Calm, the app Calm, has a really great resource on there where they have like 26-minute meditations to help you sleep and then bring you out of that sleep, because that's where like the perfect amount of rest I have found. Number 4, learn something new. Learning a new skill, or even just reading a book or a blog, or even listening to Audible, which I like. I'm going to link my CEO library of all the books that I've read in the past couple of years I really like. I will update it for the past several months because I think there's been a lot of books I've read in the past several months that haven't been updated. So this is for like 21 and 22 and half of 23. So, but this can stimulate your brain to release dopamine because it's like, ooh, it's a reward. It's like you're learning something new and it just reinforces that excitement for life. The next thing is practice gratitude. That's number 5. Taking a few minutes to reflect on the things you're grateful for can boost your mood and overall well-being. This is probably one of my most favorite ones, and I hear it all the time, but it's one of the ones that it's easy to forget. We get into the hustle and bustle. We get into just going, and sometimes not slowing down to realize that there are small miracles in everyday life. It's a miracle that you woke up today. It's a miracle that when you shift from fear to love, I mean, that is a miracle. It is a miracle that, you know, that we have great weather. Just, I mean, whatever you choose to attach, you know, the meaning of a miracle to, then you can experience that as something to be grateful for. So taking a few minutes, again, to reflecting on just those things that sometimes you don't look up to see and they're right there and they're like, oh, wow, I'm so grateful for that. Number 6 is tidy your workspace. I don't know, I'm an organized freak. If I could live in the Container Store, I would live in the Container Store. Like, there's this one girl I follow on Instagram, and if you're on my email list, you saw one of the things I bought from her, but her name is Juliana Claire, I think it is. And she has like the best aesthetics when it comes to the things that she finds on Amazon. It's all like really nice and white and crisp, but you know, I just get so geeked out about organizing things. And that is a big dopamine hit. When you can organize your space, your brain is like, oh, great. It's like less things that it has to make a decision about, you know, less micro decisions. It's like it's organizing the things that it's experiencing on the outside so that in the inside, it feels more organized. So a clean and organized workspace can help to reduce stress and improve focus, leading to more productive day. Now, I challenge you, if you are tempted to pick up your phone and start scrolling, before you do that, look around like, what is it that I can organize? One small thing I can organize. And you know, if you are the type of person's like, I don't know if I can completely give up this video game or, you know, I don't even, what are they called on your phone? Are they called video games, like app games? I don't know. Or I don't know if I can completely give up social media scrolling. Then I challenge you to do this. From this list, do one and then reward yourself even further by 5 minutes with a timer of social media scrolling, whatever it is that you like to indulge in. But do this first and then shorten the time that you do the other thing. Maybe you start with 15 minutes and then you know, 15 minutes of scrolling and then, you know, maybe 12 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. But the idea is that you're replacing that habit that you don't want because it doesn't align with where you want to go with a habit that is far more productive use of your time and your focus. So number 7 is to listen to music. Listening to upbeat or motivational music can improve mood and energy levels. One of the things I've been listening to is I recorded my business values. So I recorded them as affirmations and then I put some Sofigio music over it. So it's like subliminal messages. So as I'm listening, I have one for sleep and then I have one for focus time. So it's like chill music. So as I'm listening and I'm working, I am reprogramming my brain to focus on, or I'm brainwashing myself, right? To focus on my business values as affirmations. So meaning like one of my business values is that I am creating a positive global impact. I have an achievable structure in life and business that helps me get successful results. I have impeccable focus to complete the tasks that I commit to. So there's like 9 different ones and they keep repeating. And that gets me, it's like reprogramming my beliefs so that my thoughts and my emotions are aligned in to create those actions that I want to be able to create. So listening to upbeat music, even if you don't want to start with that, maybe you're like, I don't know how to elicit my business values to create these affirmations. Something that I do with my goddess activation calls is like we do these things, right? We go in and I'm like, okay, if this is the life I want to create, what are the thoughts I need to be able to have? Okay, and what are the belief systems that need to back this up? So if you're not ready for that, maybe just find something on YouTube I know YesSupply has some really good things too. Like, just find something on YouTube that can get you in a chilled mood. And so by the time you know it, like, you're focused and you're like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden I am, you know, completed a project that I thought was going to take me weeks. It took me 2 hours to do. It took me an hour to do. That's what usually happens with me. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was quick. Number eight. Spend time in nature. Spending time outdoors has been shown to reduce stress and improve mental well-being. So I love to take a stretch break, like I had mentioned, outside, barefoot on my grass with my dogs. And on the days when those bitches are good and well-behaved, they're not barking at everyone when I'm trying to record a podcast or do a video, or they're not tearing something up, then I will reward them with a walk. I love my dogs. I do this thing, you know, that Shania Twain song, Let's Go Girls. Like, they're my coworkers. So I will tell them when we go downstairs because they follow me everywhere. If I go downstairs to get something to eat, I'm like, Let's Go Girls. If I'm leaving, Let's Go Girls. All right. So next thing is connect with loved ones. So that is number nine. Social interaction with friends and family can boost mood and feelings of well-being. So that's kind of like helping someone too. I mean, you could put those two things together, whether it's like reaching out to someone, like a loved one, saying, hey, I'm just thinking about you. I love you. How are things going? Or sending them something funny, right? I have this thing where I will just randomly tell people, hey, it's just thinking about you. And I really am thinking about them. And I have found is that if they are in my Facebook group and I've had a conversation with them, sometimes they don't reply. I'm like thinking, oh man, I bet they're jaded from people reaching out saying, I'm thinking about you. Hey, by the way, do you want to buy something? So that right there for me has been like it does give me a dopamine hit sometimes, but then sometimes I just had to remind myself when they just leave me on read, like, hey, they're probably busy or whatever. But, you know, I would start with maybe messaging someone like your best friend, your kids. I can message my daughter, you know, just your close family and friends. And lastly, take a break. Sometimes the best way to be productive is to take a short break to relax and recharge. That is why I teach my members of the Profitable CEO Accelerator to include a goddess/self-care day in their balanced work week. And not everyone can have a full goddess day. You know, sometimes you need to work your way up. So they'll start with like an hour to half a day to a full day. But really taking a break will help you get so much clarity. For me, when I take a mental break, it's like I let the idea or the action that I was about to take, I let it marinate for a little bit. And I come back with fresh eyes. I'm like, ooh, I've actually find an optimized way to do this better, right? Or I find that this is not what I want to do. So just allowing yourself some time away from your project or whatever it is that you're working on will help you come back with fresh and rested eyes. When you download my free workbook called the CEO Audit Workbook, it takes you through how to set up a balanced work week where you can put different activities for the different types of days. I recommend choosing some of these activities and putting them in your schedule because it's going to boost your productivity and your profitability. In fact, I think one of the reasons one of my newest members of the Profitable CEO Accelerator has already made 50% of her 2023 revenue, I think it was as of like mid-February, was because I had her go and schedule out her balanced work week. I had her look at her work week and be like, okay, realistically, how many people can you support? And then who are we going to fill in those spots? And then how are you going to run your business outside of those spots? So it is a very powerful tool when you set up your balanced work week framework, because then you give your subconscious mind specificity and direction on like, okay, these are the holes to fill. It is also extremely beneficial because when you set up your balanced work week and you're putting your activities in to your schedule, you prioritize what is most important to help you achieve your goal and to help you live the life that you want. You set boundaries around these things that maybe before you would give into, like the mindless scrolling, right? You see, like, this no longer fits into the woman I'm becoming. So therefore, I'm going to cut this activity out. I challenge you for the next 30 days to try this. Just replace one habit that is not conducive to you reaching your goal with one of these activities. So you're going to get your dopamine hit still, but it's going to be a far cleaner one and a more productive one that's going to support you in reaching your goals. All right, that is all I have for you today. The doors are open to the Profitable CEO Accelerator. Join us because these women are killing it. I'm so proud of them because they're taking action, they're getting the support, and their businesses are thriving. You know, yeah, they have dips here and there, but they're able to come back out of it so much stronger and so much more well-equipped with the resources required to be the CEO and leader of their businesses and their lives. So I hope to see you inside the program one day. All right, I'll catch you next time on the next episode of The Aligned Business Woman. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Aligned Business Woman podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller, and I'm so excited to share some goodies with you. Head over to the show notes so you can grab your free gift and make sure to leave a review and join me inside the Aligned Business Woman Facebook group. Until next week, bye-bye, my love.